Proverbs 18:14, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Who can bear a wounded spirit? The topic today is going to be depression. And if you're watching this on our Podomatic website for podcast or on iTunes, whichever method you're using, YouTube, Roku, I just want to let you know that I thank you for tuning in every single week. I'm excited to be able to talk to each one of you every single week. The topic of depression is one which I get a lot of emails and contacts about, because a lot of brothers and sisters in the body of Christ experience depression. As I just read in Proverbs 18:14, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Now, if you're a person who hasn't gone to depression or who doesn't go through depression, then you may not understand this. Recognize and realize that each one of us has different types of temptations that Satan uses to exploit upon our lives. For some people, it's sexual temptations. For other people, it's anger, rage, right? Covetousness, right? Envy, jealousy, and a wide variety of things that Satan tries to exploit. But there's also depression. And I'm a person who has gone through depression. And I'm a person who at times the devil tries to tempt me with depression as well. And it is not an easy thing. On my channel, I have a couple of documentaries on the psychiatric industry. One is called The Evils of Psychiatry, and the other one is called Driven Crazy. I recommend you watch those two videos because they both will talk to you more about the psychiatric industry and how they deal with depression. Understand that depression, when it hits you, it's like a tsunami wave that takes over your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And it is not easy to go through. Think about this. In Jonah 4:3, look at what he said. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. For it is better for me to die than to live. That was Jonah. And there's other examples in the scriptures of men who desired to be dead rather than to confront the problems that they had before them. Depression hits me quite often throughout the year. And now, as I'm stronger in the Lord, I know how to be able to take those imaginations and cast them out and take them to Jesus Christ. But until you continue to mature in Jesus Christ, and until all those problems that you get used to them and you say, okay, you know what, this is hitting me, okay, I know how to deal with this and that and the other, it's very difficult for young believers to go through this, man. It especially happens to me, and I'm just being open with you because we're having a conversation, when I'm going through some health issues. And last year I went through several health issues, and driving 1 hour to one doctor, and then from there driving an hour back to work, and then the next day another appointment, and then blood work the following week, and then another follow-up appointment, and then x-rays, and then this, and then that. That's overwhelming. Imagine those that are going through worse infirmities. Imagine those that are going through worst issues in life. It's not easy. So as a believer in Christ, when someone talks to you and tells you that they're depressed, take it a lot more seriously than some of us actually take it, because depression can lead to very, very difficult things in one's life. There are many people that take it to the point that they actually commit suicide because of depression. And I pray for those that are battling depression. In Psalm 38:4-8, for mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long, for my loins are filled with loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. I believe that was Brother David, if I'm not standing to be corrected. And look at this, his iniquities are gone over his head. And he had a heavy burden in his heart. He was troubled. He mourned all day long. Satan uses depression to bring you down. I can tell you, as a video maker here on YouTube, a brother in the Lord who makes videos for Jesus Christ or podcasts or whatever, you can receive 800 or 900 great comments of people, good job, this and that and the other, right? But it's those 5 or 6 comments that people will put on there with death threats, with insults towards your family. This is why I don't, on Facebook, I don't put personal family pictures or I try to not get as personal as possible in terms of videos and showing family stuff anymore because of the fact that people can be so cruel. And it's comments like that that can bring you down, you know? And it's words that are so destructive, you know, especially in the body of Christ, that can bring a person down and that can make a person want to, you know what, I'm done. You know what I mean? It happens to a lot of people, and you see it often on YouTube, that channels start out great and then a year or two later, they may not be here anymore. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, why did they leave? But the problem is that the devil, man, he finds ways to be able to mess with you, man. And it's not necessarily always depression. It could be just, you know, the devil studies you. So he knows your thoughts, man. He knows what your thought process usually is like because of your actions. So he knows what to infiltrate in there that can sound just like you, and it'll convince you to quit. You know, I've been there. So if you're a person who makes videos on YouTube and you do ministry work and you feel like quitting, I felt like quitting YouTube tons of times, man. And I've been right there, you know, it happens. Those moments come. But you have to remember that the devil is a liar. And he usually magnifies small little problems into something so huge to convince you that there's no hope. To convince you that it's all over. To convince you that there's no hope in Christ. And this happens sometimes in our marriages, where your marriage may not be going as you want it to go, right? Where your husband may be doing some things that are improper. Your wife may be doing some things that are improper. Trust has broken down. Love is pretty much fading. And you get depressed by that. And some people, via their depression, they start looking at the grass greener on the other side. And that depression has now gone from a depression to a temptation. Because now they feel that they can find that love somewhere else. Depression can come in the forms of your employment. You work at a place where it's full of Jezebels, or you work at a place that is full of narcissists. Oh, how difficult it is to deal with a narcissist. Depression can come in the form of children. Your children. Children that have rebelled from God. You know? Children that have left the ways of God, and it's hurting you deep within, and you try to ignore it. You try to act like, oh, it's okay, they'll grow up one day, but you still feel that heaviness inside of you. For some children, that depression is caused by their actual parents, man. There's a lot of parents that still use a lot of manipulation on their children and a lot of manipulation tactics upon their families. And there are men and women that even to this point, they still cannot live their lives because of the fact that they didn't have a hug when they were children. I remember growing up, one of the things that my dad is a tremendous dad, by the way. My dad has been an amazing father, man. But one of the things that I grew up craving, and I know it's going to be so silly and so ignorant, was simply a hug and someone saying, you know what, I'm proud of you. You know, like when I went past my rebellious stage and, you know, I did a lot of, you know, illegal things and things that I shouldn't have done in my youth. Once I got, you know, straightened out with Jesus Christ, I also craved just that approval from a father or from a family member. But I had burned so many bridges when I was mad young that, you know, I never got that until way late in life. And it was so hard to go through. And you're looking for that acceptance. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, you're going to look for it very, very long and hard. But you have to remember that the important part is that you're accepted by Christ. You're accepted by a Father in heaven. So if you have wounds from an earthly father, right? And it could be, like I said, the devil takes little things and magnifies them into something huge, but they create wounds, right? Take them to your heavenly Father, for he will hug you, for he will tell you that he loves you, for he will guide your steps every day. So no matter what you're going through in terms of depression, the answer is always going to be Jesus. If your marriage is in trouble, take it to Jesus Christ. I know it's easy to say, but, you know, it's not hard to do. You know, it's easy to say and hard to do, as people say. But I've been married. I've been together with my wife since 1998, since we met. We've had ups. We've had downs. You know, anyone who tries to tell you that marriage is perfect, they're not telling you the truth, man. You know, it's a lot of battles. And But we've made it. You know, we've made it. Glory to God. Not because of me or her. It's been because of Christ, right? So whatever you're going through right now, the devil's whispering in your ear, telling you that your marriage is over, your children's situation's over, your parents' situation's over, your job situation's over. Take some time today to buy yourself a little notebook, okay? Make a line in the middle of that notebook and put on their thoughts that you're having. On the left side, write down some of your thoughts. I feel like quitting. This is not going to get better. I don't see any hope. Nothing's gonna go well off of this. My health is not improving. I don't feel the presence of God anymore. Does God even love me? And on the right side of that, you write on there godly thoughts that you're having. You're gonna be able to easily tell when you think logically the lies of Satan versus the truths of God. And then you'll be able to function way better. You understand? Because you can tell the lies of Satan versus the truths of God. And then you start realizing, man, those lies of Satan, they're so corny. Gosh, are they corny? They're so corny. And you think, did I really get upset because of that? But you know, when you're going through the temptations from the devil, you know, it's such an emotional thing, man. But take all of these things to God. Take all of these things to God. And finally, I want to talk about the last type of depression, which is a guilt type of a depression. This depression is caused at times because of the fact that you have fallen away from God and you feel conviction. And you may even wonder, am I still saved? You may even wonder, will the Spirit of God actually forgive me? Will God forgive me? Have I gone too far that God will not forgive me? You have to remember, the very fact that you're feeling that you're doing something wrong, that's the Holy Spirit convicting you. If the Holy Spirit was not there present, you wouldn't feel anything. And the very fact that the Holy Spirit is actually convicting you is to let you know how much God actually loves you and how much patience He is having with you, because you're His child. And we'll deal with that aspect of Father, Son, and the aspect of God with us, but you're His child, and as His child, He desires what's good for you. He desires what's great for you. He desires what's best for you. And sometimes that comes in the form of discipline. Any good father disciplines his child, disciplines his children, and God sometimes has to discipline you. But every good father out there also takes time to go to his child after he's disciplined him and say, son, I love you. Son, do you know why I had to discipline you? Because you did something wrong. And because if I love you, I have to correct you. But that doesn't mean that I don't love you, son. That doesn't mean that I don't love you, daughter. So God definitely loves you, and God definitely cares for you. So no matter what you're going through, if you've fallen, take it to God. Take it to Him and confess your sins. In fact, let's all pray together as we end this video / podcast type of a thing. And hopefully, you know, as we go through this, if you have any questions that you want to talk about life, you know, email them to me at brotherneftali@gmail.com. And maybe we can mention them in the podcast, or go to our website. There's also forums there, whichever way you want it. But let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, there's a wide variety of people listening to this podcast or watching the video and so forth. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one of them. And if there's anybody watching this video today that has been crying all week because their problem seems so huge and they feel they're giving up, if there's anybody watching this today that the problems of this world are so, so heavy, and they've tried to talk to people, but no one understands, because it's so hard to understand a person going through this unless you've gone through it yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for your healing. We ask for you to heal these wounds in the name of Jesus. We ask of you to calm down our anxieties. We ask for you to calm down our worries, our thoughts, all of these crazy thoughts that come to our mind all of a sudden in the name of Jesus. We bring all these problems to you, Heavenly Father, because you care for us. And because you're there for us, you live, you reign. You're the King of Kings, and there's nothing impossible for you. Open our eyes. Open our eyes so that we can see past Satan's lies, so that we can escape this web of deception that has us thinking that it's over. And we've forgotten that there's one who has the last word on this, and that's you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, I love you. Brothers and sisters, I love you greatly. And when I talk about depression, I talk about it because I've gone through it. And that's why I recommend you watch those two videos I mentioned earlier. Driven Crazy and The Evils of Psychiatry. I've taken medications for depression. I've done a lot of different things. But in the end, there was only one thing that could heal me, and that was Jesus. And even then, the devil tries to attack me with it. So I have to hold on firm to Jesus Christ, right? But there's hope. That's the good thing. So turn that frown upside down. Go ahead and smile. Give thanks to Jesus Christ. Put some worship music on in your house. Start reading the scriptures out loud. Start worshiping Jesus because he lives, man. Start worshiping Jesus because he lives. Hallelujah. He lives, he lives, he lives. And the devil is defeated. So we're at the end of this, and you're hearing the little noise in the background. I apologize. We're at the end of this podcast. I love you guys greatly, and I hope that you guys have an amazing week. This is episode 2. So as you're watching these, if you've made it this far, thank you. Go out and share it with a brother or a sister in the Lord. Remember that on iTunes, you can subscribe to this. It's free. That way you can automatically get them downloaded, I believe, to your phone. On Podomatic, you can do it too. On YouTube, go ahead and subscribe if you feel led to. And on the right of it, the subscribe button, there's a bell. When you click on that bell, it'll send you actual notifications. On our website, you can request prayer requests there, and there's forums for you to get involved. And as always, we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. We thank you for anything that anybody ever does to share any of these videos. God bless you, and you have an amazing week.